Welcome to Off the Charts, the Horse Racing Stakes Picks podcast. This is episode 37. I am your host, Dave Ginsburg, with expert horse player Steve Duckhorn. How are you doing, Steve?
I'm doing great, Dave. A little tired. It's very early here on Friday morning.
We are very early. We are dedicated to you, the listeners, to make sure we get our episodes out to you each week. And especially this week, because this is the Preakness week and the second leg of the Triple Crown. So we'll get into that in just a minute. Just make sure you let you guys know, visit our website, offthechartshorseracing.com. At the top of the page, you'll find all the links how to get to us and listen to us. I don't have to tell you. Just click the links. Find your choice of the way you want to listen to us and click them. We got all the bases covered. Make sure you join our Facebook group. Our Facebook group's up there as well. We're getting people very active on there as well. And you got to follow us on Twitter at OffTheChartsHR, where Steve will have any changes and any other activity that happens after we record our episodes. You also can listen to us on the Amazon Echo. If you ask Echo to play Off the Charts Horse Racing on TuneIn, you'll be able to listen to our latest episode right on your Amazon Echo. Pretty cool. We now have 7,000 over downloads, and we really appreciate it of our podcast. And we did have episode 36 about 370 times, so you keep listening. We really appreciate it. And just keep listening, and we'll continue to provide you some great information about the world of horse racing. So this week, agenda, we'll talk about last week's picks and give you some information about that. This week's Horse Nugget segment, instead of us really putting in another 2 days worth of cards of races, the Nugget this week will be actually one race on today, Friday, at Pimlico for the Black Eye Susan, and we'll go through that. And then we'll handicap four races from Pimlico, including the Preakness. So let's dig right in and go give us your a review of last week.
Yeah, Dave. So last week, it was six stakes races that we handicapped. We had two top pick winners. We had one top pick winner that paid six. We had one top three pick winner. We had a 96% ROI on our top picks last week. Our long shot that I kind of advertised on our website won and paid $16.20 to win. So overall, a pretty good Saturday when you can make 96% money on win bets by playing our top plays. Yep. Overall, we've handicapped 207 stakes races over the course of these podcasts. We've had 92 top two pick winners for a 44% win rate, which is still pretty consistent in the way that we've been doing things. And, you know, based on some of the feedback I've been receiving, people continue to make money using our selections, either in the in-race gimmicks or the multi-win race wagers. So all good. And our podcast continues to stay popular and get more popular as we get more people added on to our Twitter feed. And I will tell the people that are listening to the podcast that it's a good idea to get and follow us on Twitter. As you said, Dave, I do retweet information that I think is interesting. I follow a lot of people in the horse racing industry, and I also will send out additional picks, especially with scratches. And especially on days like today and tomorrow, where it looks like they're going to have to build Noah's Ark out at at Pimlico.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be some bad weather out there. I was watching the weather yesterday too, and it's just, gosh, the whole East Coast is getting slammed pretty bad.
We had that. It really is.
We had that weather here earlier this week, so it was pretty bad. And they're getting worse. So yeah, your handicapping skills are going to be put to the test here for these races. Today and tomorrow. So let's kick right back into it. And horse nugget segment, just another race. We're going to actually review the Black Eye Susan. So that is the 11th race at Pimlico here today on Friday as we record this. This is a mile and an eighth. It's a grade two. It's the 94th running of the Black Eye Susan. And that's $250,000 for fillies and three-year-olds. And go ahead and give us your picks.
Yeah, Dave. So what I thought I would do with this horse nugget segment was indeed give out a pick on the Black Eyed Susan today, especially for the listeners that might want to play the Black Eyed Susan Preakness Daily Double, and especially for those who think Justify is the likely winner of the Preakness, give some horses that you might be able to hook up in that double. So let's get right into it, Dave. My top selection in this Black Eyed Susan on Friday At Pimlico is the nine horse. The nine horse is Sarah Street. Kieran McLaughlin trains. Dylan Davis is the jockey. A number of things I like here, Dave. This horse looks like it might be the lone speed in the race, breaking from an advantageous outside post position. 411 Tomlinson figure on an off track, which, no doubt it'll be out there. And, this horse is out of Street Sense, who was a Kentucky Derby winner, makes a lot of sense to me here. So I'm going to make the nine horse the top selection in the Black Eyed Susan. Give the listeners a nice price play in our second position here. My second selection is going to be the eight horse Indy Union. Indy Union's trained by Jeremiah Englehart. Jose Ortiz is the jockey, 10-1 the morning line. This horse has raced against some pretty quality horses, Dave. Wonder Godot, who won one of the big races last week. Caledonia Road, who won the Breeders' Cup race for fillies. This horse is second off a layoff. Has every right to improve. This trainer is really good, second off a layoff, 24%, and he's 31% when he has Jose Ortiz riding his horses. So let's make the eight horse Indy Union our second selection in the Black Eyed Susan on Friday. And our third and final selection, Dave, is going to be the two horses Midnight Disguise. Linda Rice trains IRAD. Ortiz is the jockey, 4-1 the morning line. Some pretty nice workouts there, one at Aqueduct, one at Belmont. Looks like she might have bounced her last race, producing that 86 buyer speed figure, and then sending out a 73 buyer speed figure the next time out. So I like horses that bounce their last time. Usually they'll come back and race another good race like they did the previous time. The big thing for me here is that Rice throws blinkers on for the first time. So these equipment changes can be pretty significant, especially with these lightly raced young horses. So we're going to make the two horse Midnight Disguise, Dave, our third selection in the Black Eyed Susan. So for Friday today, Pimlico's 11th race, which is the Black Eyed Susan, our selections, Dave, are going to be the 9, the 8, and the 2.
See a trend here. You have both the Ortiz brothers here. So
see you know that old saying, Dave.
That's right. We can't repeat that again. but it looks like a good opportunity. The weather's going to really take a toll. So we'll see how it goes. But this looks like a good choices. So let's move on to the Saturday card. And we have four races here at Pimlico. Let's start with the seventh race. The seventh race is a mile and a 16th. It's on the turf, we hope, depending on the weather. It's a grade two. It's the 117th running of the Dixie. Purse is $250,000. That's 3-year-old and upward. Give us your picks.
Yeah, Dave. So, doing a little research, they've been taking the races off the turf over the last couple of days out there, logically so. And, I saw that their plan is to if at all possible, to continue to keep these stakes races on the turf if they can, and I'm sure they will. It looks like the rail is going to be set out 20 feet today in the races for the Black Eyed Susan, and then the rail is going to be set at zero. And basically what that means, Dave, is they have that portable rail and it moves in and out so they don't keep grinding over the same grass over and over again. It gives an opportunity for some of the grass to grow back. Usually when the rail is tight like that at zero, so when it's at its tightest, speed horses will usually do better. And that's just a little insight for the listeners, that the track becomes a little tighter on the turns when they do that. And that's at any track. Usually the horses that get out in front usually have an advantage. So let's make our selection here, Dave, in this seventh race at Pimlico on Saturday. And I have handicapped for an off-turf course. I can't get past the favorite, so our top selection is going to be the seven-horse World Approval. Mark Cassie trains. Johnny Velasquez is the jockey. This horse is even money in the morning line. 1-for-1 at Pimlico, producing a 106 buyer speed figure. In fact, this horse won this exact same race last year on a good track. Good turf course at Pimlico. with producing that 106 Buyer Speed figure. Johnny V looks like he fits this horse pretty well. As I look at the past performances here, Johnny's been on this horse 3 times and won all 3 times. So this is a class horse that just keeps winning. 24 lifetime starts, 12 wins. So half the time. I just can't get past World Approval, Dave. So let's make the 7 horse World Approval our top selection in the 7th race. Our second selection in this race is going to be the 4-horse Frostmourne. Christophe Clement trains. Irad Ortiz is the jockey, 9-2 in the morning line. This horse is 3rd off a layoff, is a 4-year-old colt. So you know that I like horses in their 4-year-old year. Has a nice bullet work on the turf course out at Belmont. You know, has been on the turf 9 times in its lifetime, has won 5 of them. So another one that likes to win on turf courses, as you can see in the past performances, has won twice on and off turf course in the past. And Irad is 26% when he rides for Clement. So let's make the 4-horse Frostmourne our 2nd selection in this 7th race, Dave. And our 3rd and final selection in this race is going to be the 8-horse Divisadero, pretty unknown trainer, Kelly Rubley, an unknown jockey, and this Jay Toledo, who is a local jockey to the Maryland circuit. But I've always liked this horse, Dave. This horse is a closer. I have bet this horse before. You and I actually have bet this horse when it ran 2nd at Gulfstream Park a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. Shows a big close, can race on an off turf course, has some 22-second and 21-second final quarters of a mile. If a horse is going to be coming late, this is going to be the horse. So let's make the 8-horse Divisadero our 3rd and final selection. So Dave, our selections in race 7 on Saturday at Pimlico are 7, 4, 8.
All right, let's move on to the 9th race. 9th race is a mile and a 16th. Again, it's on the turf. We'll see if it is or not. It's grade 3. It's a 67th running of the Galleria. It's
sure, Dave.
$150,000 fillies and mares.
I would say Galleret.
Galleret. We'll go with that. It's a fillies Galleret and mares, 3-year-olds and upward. And go ahead and give us your picks.
My top selection in this 9th race, Dave, is going to be the 6-horse. The 6-horse is Blessed Silence. Clement trains again. Irad rides for him again. This horse is 12-1 in the morning line, and it has that profile that I like. This is a horse 2nd off a layoff, and even more importantly, racing its 2nd lifetime in North America. You know how much I like these horses to improve their 2nd race in North America. Clement is an expert with these kind of horses, 24% 2nd off a layoff, 17% in graded stakes, and he, as I mentioned already, he and Irad do pretty well when they team up together. So let's make the 6-horse at 12-1, Dave, our top selection in the 9th race at Pimlico on Saturday. Our 2nd selection is going to be the 4-horse. The 4-horse is Stallion Harris. Michael Stidham trains. Florent Giroux the jockey. This is the 10-1 morning line horse. So giving you a 12-1 and a 10-1 in the top 2 slots here in this 9th race. This horse has speed. 3rd off a layoff. This is the kind of horse that might get out on the front end on a very soft turf course and go wire to wire. Very hard sometimes for horses to make up ground on an off turf course. So this is the horse that I think has a good chance of being out there winging on the front end. And then our 3rd and final selection is going to be the 3 Ultra Brat. Grand Motion trains. Jose Ortiz is the jockey, 5-1 in the morning line. This horse was in the Jenny Wiley the last time, a grade 1, so certainly has was in pretty tough the last time out. But this is 2nd off a layoff. Maryland and the Maryland tracks are Grand Motion's home courts where he kind of got started when he started training here in the U.S. This horse has won on an off turf course. And so we're going to make this horse our 3rd and final selection here in this 9th race at Pimlico on Saturday. So to summarize, Dave, ninth race, Pimlico, Saturday. Our selections are 6, 4, 3.
It looks like some nice long shots you got there for us. So let's hope, hope on those on that race. Again, the Ortiz brothers are helping you out. Let's see what happens.
Yes.
Let's move on to the 10th race. 10th race is a shorter distance. It's 6 furlongs. It's a grade 3. It's the 32nd running of the Maryland Sprint. It's $150,000, 3-year-olds and upward, and give us your picks.
Yeah, so my top selection in this race, Dave, the 10th race here on Saturday is the 9 horse. The 9 horse is Long Haul Bay. Chad Brown trains, Manny Franco rides, 2-1 in the morning line. Chad's pretty good when his horses have won the last time out. He's 30%. This horse has a 406 Tomlinson figure for an off track, breaking from an advantageous outside post. Did produce a sub 12-second eighth of a mile the last time out at Aqueduct and won drawing off. So, this horse looks like he might be the real deal. And so we're going to put the 9 horse Dave Long Haul Bay as our top selection in this 10th race. Our second selection in this race is going to be the 5. The 5 is Switzerland. Stevie Asmussen trains. Ricardo Santana's the jockey. This horse is 5-2 in the morning line. Has been in an off track 3 times, won twice, produced a buyer speed figure of 100. Tomlinson, a 463 and a slop, has won its last 2 starts back to back, albeit at Oaklawn Park. This horse does have early speed, could be the kind of horse that could get on the front end and go wire to wire. So let's make the 5 horse Dave Switzerland our second selection in this 10th race at Pimlico on Saturday. And our third and final selection is the 3 horse Red Dragon Tattoo. Juan Carlos Guerrero is the trainer. He puts Irad Ortiz up as the jockey. This horse is 12-1 in the morning line. This horse is 1-for-1 on an off track, Dave, with a Tomlinson's figure of 403 for a slop track. Second off a layoff. This horse got cooked at a really fast pace the last time. Race that was won by a monster, an army mule. So I think this horse has every right to improve here off that race, off the layoff, especially having gotten cooked pretty in a pretty quick pace the last time out. So, and at 12-1, the price is right. So let's make the 3 horse Dave Red Dragon Tattoo our third selection in this 10th race at Pimlico on Saturday. So Dave, our selections, race 10, Saturday, Pimlico, are 9, 5, 3.
All right, and we come to the big race of the day. This is the 13th race. It's 1 mile and 3/16. It's the grade 1 running, 143rd running of the Preakness. $1.5 million. There's a nice short field, a lot of great horses to pick from. And, of course, everybody thinking of Justify from the Kentucky Derby, but let's get your picks.
So, Dave, I'm gonna go out there on in this Preakness Stakes. You know, I thought Justify raced well in Kentucky, but I do feel this horse has had to put in a lot of strong efforts in a really short period of time for such a young horse. I don't like the fact that it looked like Justify had bruised a bone coming out of the Kentucky Derby. And though it wasn't much, certainly horses have to be pretty near perfect in order to win these kinds of races. I'm going to select a horse, Dave, that I actually had as a top pick last week, who scratched out of a stakes race at Belmont, where the trainer and owner decided to give a shot at the Preakness. So I'm really going to go out there with a long shot here, Dave. I'm going to select the 4 horse Diamond King as my top selection in the Preakness. John Service trains. John Service is a 24% trainer, so it's a top trainer. Javier Castellano is the jockey. This horse is 30-1 in the morning line, Dave. Yeah. This horse has early speed, gets a significant jockey change to Javier, has a 401 Tomlinson figure on an off track, and if Javier is smart here, he's going to gas this thing out and try to take this field wire to wire. Certainly I see Justify sitting pretty close or pretty just off this pace, but I'm not sure that Justify is exactly right coming off that Kentucky Derby, which was a really physically taxing race, Dave, as you know, as some of the photos that we've seen of a lot of the horses that were in that field. So certainly this horse is not there from a buyer speed figure standpoint at the right now. But these 3-year-old colts can improve a lot of numbers, Dave, and from a buyer standpoint, because they're so lightly raced. I also did a little bit of analysis and from an equibase speed figure standpoint, Diamond King is not that far off. So their figures seem to be a little bit tighter for everybody in this field. I think Diamond King had a top equibase speed figure of 103. And there's, you know, some of these horses that are getting picked over Justify actually have produced less of a speed figure from an equibase standpoint than Diamond King. So kind of long-winded there, Dave, but I'm trying to give the listeners an idea of why I've decided to put this horse on top. So let's make Diamond King at 30-1, the 4-horse, our top selection in the Preakness.
Now, are you factoring the Tomlinson at all? Because I saw the 4 has a 401 Tomlinson.
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah, 401 Tomlinson figure for an off track. A number of these horses in this race, Dave, do have you know, pretty significant Tomlinson figures for an off track. A number of them look like they'll be able to race on it. For me, the big thing here is the jockey change with a horse that has early speed. If you're going to upset a field like this, you got to be the kind of horse that can get out there. And I'm hoping that Javier will be aggressive and go for the lead.
Okay. All right. What's your second pick?
Yeah, so my second pick, Dave, will be the 7-horse Justify. Let's give the Kentucky Derby winner his due respect. Baffert Train, Smitty's the jockey. Yeah. 1-2 in the morning line, Dave. So
odds figure? I mean, does that seems awfully low?
Well, Dave, this horse is not racing against a whole lot, at least here on paper.
Yeah.
Undefeated, Baffert and Smith. Certainly, yeah, I think this horse. People are thinking might have a chance at winning the Triple Crown. Kind of bounced a little bit in the Derby once this horse got off the Santa Anita surface and got on the wet track at Churchill. Did produce a 103 buyer speed figure though, and sat just off a very fast pace. Didn't finish up real strong from a figure standpoint, but we need to make this horse in our top three selections, Dave. So let's make the 7-horse Justify our second selection in the Preakness, and our third and final selection, Dave, will be the 5-horse Good Magic. So let's make Good Magic our third selection. Chad Trains, Jose Ortiz is the jockey, 3-1 in the morning line. This horse raced pretty good in the Kentucky Derby, Dave. Raced pretty evenly on that off track. Looked like he might be getting to Justify there in the end, but just couldn't quite get there. You know, this horse is a 2-year-old champion, running the Breeders' Cup Juvenile at Del Mar. Certainly the class is there. This horse was bought for $1 million. So let's make the two obvious horses our second and third selections underneath our 30-1 shot, Dave. So to summarize, Dave, in the Preakness on Saturday at Pimlico, race 13, our selections are going to be 4, 7, and 5.
Okay. So, yes, there's a lot of challenges at the Preakness. Let's hope the weather holds. Doesn't look like it's promising, but we're going to – you did handicap and adjust accordingly for the slop and the rain. Unfortunately, it's happening again in the second leg of this Triple Crown, but we'll have to make do. So let's wrap things up. Make sure you're visiting our website, offthechartshorseracing.com, and if you click the links at the top, listen to us. You know how to do it. Twitter, as Steve mentioned earlier, make sure you're following us, Off the Charts HR, especially this weekend because of all the slop and changes. There's going to be scratches. Make sure you're following us because he's going to make any changes, different picks, if any of his three picks scratch in each race. So be sure you're doing that. If you have any questions to us, if you want to send us an email, we do have an email address, questions@offthechartshorseracing.com. Just send us an email and we'll definitely answer your questions. And with that, do you have any other closing comments about the Preakness or anything else for this week before we wrap this up?
No, my encouragement to the handicappers is just to tread lightly. These are, you know, the off tracks are hard to make plays on. Certainly you have an every opportunity to get to hit some long shots, and hopefully I've given you some horses to consider. But I would tread lightly in these races on Saturday.
I can't agree more. Just be careful out there. Don't overbet, because like I said, the off tracks can be tough. So with that, thanks for joining us. Good luck and good racing.